from a 230-foot ledge. It was a 230-foot high bridge over a river gorge, a suspension bridge in British Columbia, and the kid fell on her back, and you find all of this very, very suspicious.
I think, Phil, any police officer is going to find it suspicious. You know, a child just doesn't fall out of her mother's arms and falls that distance. I think any time a child dies or a child is injured in this manner, I think you got to look long and hard at the woman who's involved in that, because you know, you could talk about this, all kinds of child abuse. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about these suspicious accidents. A child falls, child is run over by a car, something like that. As a law enforcement officer...
Now, you're a law enforcement officer. You're a citizen's auxiliary police.
We're a volunteer police force, auxiliary police force. The kids just don't fall. It doesn't happen. They have to be dropped or pushed or shoved.
A child doesn't just fall out of a window.
Not in my experience, no.
And for instance, I mean, we've heard many a tale of a window being left open and a child crawling out to the ledge and falling off.
No. To me, it's just that story sends up a red flag. You know, a child has the same kind of survival instinct that a human being does. Why would a child crawl to a window and then just jump out? It's not going to happen. That's why I say, when I look at a matter like this, I say that somebody was behind that kid, pushing that kid or kicking that kid, or otherwise causing that child to fall out of that window.
All right, well, here's the story from British Columbia. A 17-month-old baby girl has survived the 230-foot plunge from a suspension bridge in British Columbia. The baby landed on her back on a rocky ledge, but amazingly has no broken bones. Officials say...
See, right there, you know, it's a rocky ledge. You know, if you get a... This would almost ensure the death of a child. If you want to get rid of your kid... Now, if I were the police, that whole Eric Clapton thing...
Well, now, wait a second. I mean, that was a matter of...
No, I'm just saying, that whole Eric Clapton, you recall what happened, though, yet...
Yes, I do recall what happened, and that's exactly what you're talking about. The baby went to... there was an open screen, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Mr. Clapton was not home at the time.
I'm saying, if I'm the police, I want to look into the whole thing. I want to find out exactly who was there, why they were there, what they were doing, was the screen was left open.
Well, obviously, Mr. Clapton, who wrote the song about his son, was called Tears in Heaven, would not have had anything to do with that poor child's demise. I think that there was a housekeeper there.
I don't know.
Well, why would you bring up the Clapton thing?
I'm just saying that I would have looked into that whole thing. Kid falls out of a window. I gotta take another look at it. I gotta take another peek at it. I think it was chalked up to an accident way too easily. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Well, what do you think could have happened?
To me, I don't know. I'm saying, let's just take a hypothetical situation. You got a housekeeper, open window, somebody walks along. You know, all it takes is just one swing of the leg. You know, you just kick the kid out. You've seen kids just don't fall, Phil. You understand what I'm saying? And what I would like to do is find out, for instance, it's just a hypothetical, was there any, this is going to sound crazy, was there a soccer involved in the past of that individual?
And what would soccer have to do? What individual?
Like any housekeeper that was in charge of the child. Because all you got to do, if you had a kid sitting, say, about 3 feet from a window, you walk by, and I don't know if you've ever seen some of these guys in the NFL, you do kind of a soccer kick, and suddenly, 3 points. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
What are you saying, that somebody walked by with a kid playing near a window and swung their legs soccer style and kicked the kid out the window?
I'm not saying anything, Phil. I'm saying, could you conceive of the possibility?
But I can't, in the world that I live in, I can't conceive. Yes, I know that there's bad stuff that happens.
All right, that's what I'm saying, okay? You know there's bad stuff that happens. And I'm somebody I want to get rid of a kid. It's always either a push, a kick, or a drop. You ever notice that? Push, kick, or drop. Now, I'm slowly investigating this thing. Kid's in my window. I want to get rid of the kid. There's nobody around. I walk by. I can do a little bit of a Luke Rosa or whatever you want, or what have you. You know, Pete Gogolak number. And just boom. And, you know, sudden death. I think you know what I'm talking about.
There with Eric Clapton causing the death of his kid.
I'm not saying that he did either. I'm just saying.
You're saying that the housekeeper or somebody could walk by with a kid through the window and do a three-point... A field goal kick at a kid, it's bizarre, okay?
It's bizarre, but you know weird things happen in this world, Phil. That's all I'm saying. That's my job as a police officer. Look at these things.
San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I just heard your guest make a comment. Something to the effect of when your baby screams, your first instinct is to drop it?
When you've got a little brat shrieking in your ear,
No, no,
you
no.
You want to get as far away as possible. What's further away than 230 feet, sir?
Well, no, I'm holding my baby right now, and if he starts to scream or he jerks or something like that, man, just hold him and comfort him a little. I don't throw him.
Now, the first instinct is to sort of release.
Well, that's the
most
ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm not saying, I say the first instinct. You have obviously been around this child for a long time, so you know the child's moods.
Well, yeah, but all children.
Why would a woman?
That's absolutely normal for a child.
Unless you
want to
believe that this woman, threw her child off a 230-foot bridge. I'm trying to come up with some other reasoning as to how it is she let loose of this child.
Well, I know for a fact that she didn't just. I mean, it wasn't like an initial response. She heard the baby
You know this for a fact?
Well, he's a father, and he understands at least how you react.
It wasn't I'm pretty sure it wasn't a reflex. I mean, because that's just the name.
What I'm saying is you're holding on to a child, and the child screams. You go, hey, ho, you know, sort of, the kid, next thing you know, the kid's sailing through the air is all I'm saying.
Well, that's the kid screams, I've never heard. Anybody who ever had a child knows sometimes a child can, like, move fast and jerk their back.
Wouldn't the instinct be to grab the child tighter?
You hold the child firmly so he doesn't fall.
Well, that's what I'm talking about in terms of a woman who's distraught, a woman who might be, who knows why she's on that bridge. Is she a single mother? Where's the father of this child? She's distraught. All of a sudden she's thinking of something else, and suddenly a scream comes from somewhere.
I don't know where that scream comes from, but I don't know why she was up on the bridge in the first place.
I don't either, but a scream breaks your reverie. You don't know where the scream came from. Suddenly you realize it's coming from your arms, and you just, wow, you know, I got to get rid of this thing. So I have to take... Well, you know, you laugh if you want, but it's a possibility.
Well, if your head is completely up in the clouds and you're totally oblivious to what's going on around you, you're willing to believe the woman
threw her kid off the bridge.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she didn't want the child. I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't know why.
I'm just trying to come up with reasons that she lost the child without meaning to harm that child. I mean, it's possible she threw that child. It's possible.
You don't think it's possible?
It's ridiculous that she got startled by the child screaming and decided to throw the child.
No, you're misunderstanding that. So you don't decide to throw the child. You get startled and you release. You know, if you're holding on to something that scares you, you're going to chuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're holding onto a snake or something and it takes a lunge at you, maybe that's one thing, but not your baby.
You got a kid crawling on you. You said you got your kid with you now?
Yeah, he's right here in my arms right now. I'm rocking him to sleep.
Is a kid? All right, he's an infant, right?
He's an infant,
so he's not crawling all over you?
No.
Sometimes the children, when they're awake, they're having some fun, they're going to crawl all over you or something like that.
Well, then you bounce them around and you play and you hold them tight. You don't throw them.
That's your instinct, okay? What I'm saying is, just me, sir, okay? I got a kid crawling on me. You know, the first thing I want to do, I want to get it off.
Well, you shouldn't be holding a child then, if that's your instinct.
Well, I mean,
children will crawl on their parents, won't they?
I understood that, Phil. But I've had a hard day or whatever. I got something crawling on me. The first thing you want to do with something crawling on you, you want to get it off of you.
Well, in your case, I think you should just give your child to your wife then.
Well, I don't want something crawling on me.
What is something crawling? You're talking about your child.
I understand that, Phil. You know, you got a thing crawling, you want to get it off you, and when you get it off you, next thing you know, 230 feet is a long way.
I mean, you're acting like this thing is a spider or something crawling all over you.
That's with a distraught woman out on a bridge, I don't know what her thinking was.
Well, you've come up with a lot of different reasons as to why this child fell, other than the one that the police are investigating this as a criminal matter. She might have just thrown that child intentionally, wanting to kill it.
It's very possible, Phil.
That's a pretty sad story.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's absolutely a sad story, but we know from experience that this happens all the time. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-521. I mean, I'd be more likely to believe that she, what you were saying, Jay, that she dropped the child intentionally to kill the child than be startled by its...
The kid's crawling all over you.
You know, I understand a kid crawling all over you. I'm just saying that it's so kids crawl on their parents.
First instincts, get it off. And I don't know, anybody out there in your listening audience, they got something crawling on you, you want to get it off you. That's what we're talking about, and those are the instincts we're talking about as law enforcement officer you got to deal with.
Okay, here is Marina Del Rey on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello. good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm having some difficulty with the credibility of this gentleman you have on here. He said he was a peace officer?
Well, sir, I went to Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're a volunteer auxiliary police force, a volunteer unit in South Bay.
In California?
Yes, sir.
I find that hard to believe.
You're not a official police force.
We're an auxiliary force. We have some auxiliary duties in terms of some help in terms of safety, sometimes some crowd control, etc.
Crowd control?
Well, in terms of augmenting what the police can do.
I find this hard to believe. I'm a deputy sheriff.
Well, I've gone through intensive personal training.
Really?
Yes, sir. People recognize that we have Citizens Auxiliary Police through the blue armband.
The blue armband?
Yes, sir.
You know, impersonating a police officer is a felony.
Well, are you arresting people?
We can detain.
You can what?
We can detain people through citizens' arrest powers that we have constitutionally granted to every citizen.
A citizen's arrest power, every citizen has citizen's arrest power.
What is the patch?
It's something that we made that we have. Well, the point here is...
Oh, look, I don't know whether you can arrest people or not. What I'm interested in, what this officer's interested in, is somebody walking by the window and soccer kicking a kid out into the sky.
Well, that's all I'm saying. If the kid is sailing out, what would you think?
Well, maybe aliens beamed this kid out the window.
Well, okay, then you're investigating...
I mean, that's about as credible as a Jan Stenerud kick. Maybe aliens beamed the kid out the window. How about that?
I want to ask you one final... Just address that issue of the kid sailing out of the window instead of dropping straight down.
I'm embarrassed to even give credibility to that.
So if you're a police officer, you observe the kid sail out, you just say, oh, the kid dropped, he must have fell. You would not indicate on your report that you saw the kid sail straight out, and if possible you wouldn't investigate any soccer training that individual had that was in charge of the kid?
I can't think of anything that would be below that in terms of the last thing I would.
Wait a minute. You see a kid sailing out a window. Okay, that's one thing. Now you're telling me that you would go up, interrogate the individual that was with that child, and find out if they played soccer?
It would be one of the things on my mind, yeah. What's wrong with that? All right. Well,
I can't even begin to tell you what's wrong with that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think that you need to go back, take a couple courses, investigational observation, and applying that to the tactical to your tactical approach, because check to see if mom was check to see if she was involved with AYSO, something like that.
The mother was in the AYSO. All right.
I am interested in the blue armbands and the okay. That interests me because.
All right. Well, if you want an application, you can give us a call. Our number is 213-251-3189. If you're interested in applying.
Applying for what?
To be a part of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I think I should...
He doesn't want to be in it. He's a cop already.
I think I probably should come pay you a visit.
Here is Long Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I was a social worker for a number of years, and I'm retired now. I've seen too much, and this guy is just putting fuel on the fire, and he is just amazing for anybody to...
Well, how about putting fuel on the fire, ma'am? I mean, I'm just speculating what a woman would do to want to get rid of a kid.
No, speculation is not a part of your job, sir. You should not be...
I'm investigating part of police work. Got to be an investigator. Like,
you are not a police officer. I dealt with police officers when I was on...
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have the blue armband and everything.
A blue armband? What the hell is a blue armband?
That indicates to people that we are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are not duly deputized, but we are auxiliary officers with a blue armband.
My husband is a police officer now, and he's almost ready for retirement. He would get you, and he would turn you every which way but loose if you had a chance.
Well, ma'am, I'm just trying to help the public. You know, I do speculate, but they, around the force, they call that speculation's my middle name. They call me J. Speculation Santa. So
oh, my God, I can't believe.
Well, no, I'm just saying, let me just ask you a question. You see a kid sail horizontally out of a window. Would you not look into the soccer background of the housekeeper?
Soccer? What does soccer have to do with anything?
If a kid gets sailing through a window and somebody did a soccer kick.
Oh, you are just
talking about a soccer. We're talking about the kid that fell off the bridge.
All right, well, the same thing with the kid today. The lady got startled by the kid screaming. kid puked, and she says, ooh, well, I got rid of it because maybe the kid puked. I don't know, ma'am. I'm trying to come up with answers here.
You are a despicable man. You
Why am I despicable?
Help.
Why am I?
You are representing somebody. Who? How many people belong to your organization?
See, there's Bud Wellmans, Stan and his wife, Jim and his three sons.
Oh, Mike. You guys are nothing but vigilante rednecks.
No, man, we're not vigilante. We have the blue armband.
You are a bunch of rednecks. Do you tote weapons?
Well, it depends. My hands are my weapon. But occasionally I've got a little something.
You're a despicable man.
Yeah, you call me despicable. You haven't told me why. Now, honestly, I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police with the blue armband.
Right. That, number one, you are not a law enforcement officer.
Even though I got a blue armband.
The blue armband has nothing to do with it. And then to say that you refer to people flying from windows as soccer, this is not a game.
I see a kid flying through a window horizontally. I'm looking into the soccer history of that housekeeper.
The soccer history of the housekeeper. That's kind of the investigation you would do.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my.
It sounds like idiocy.
Idiocy?
Yeah, let's find out.
You ever throw a kid, ma'am?
Excuse me?
Have you ever tossed a kid?
Are you nuts?
It's tough.
Are you nuts?
It's tough.
It's tough. What, you do it?
Well, no, I'm just saying I wouldn't do it because I figured it'd be tough. It'd be easier to do the full-on soccer style. Kind of a kick of the deal there.
Phil, if I can tell anybody that's listening right now.
Yeah, we can't treat these matters lightly.
You ever drop kick a kid or anything
like
that?
Oh, my Lord.
The woman was a social worker, okay?
Have mercy.
Ma'am, we've got to find out what happened. She dropped the kid. She soccer-style kicked the kid. Was it a spiral?
Would you please quit saying soccer? Please.
God bless you. God bless you very much.
You are nuts.
God bless you.
You need help.
I love you. I'm hot for you.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Bless you.
You need, if I was there, I would hit you upside the head with my cane, and you deserve it.